Okay, today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'il Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda. Today is daf Nun Aleph. We are on daf Nun Aleph on the second line. Ready? Here we go. Hahu, once upon a time, Yasam v'Yasoma, there was a boy, a Yasam and a Yasoma, right? An orphan and a girl orphan. The Asu l'kaimei de Rava, they came in front of Rava, Amalahu Rava, Rava said, Helu Yasam b'shvil Yasoma. Right, which I'm not sure how to translate those words into English, but it means that the Yasam's got to make sure the Yasoma has food.
Right, brother and brother and sister.
Correct, a brother and a, what? Yeah, brother and sister. So they came to Rava. So what do we do? So Rava said, yeah, make sure the Yasam has to make sure the Yasoma has food. Rashi says in the second line, Helul Yasam Mazonos, let him prepare food. Yaseirim, extra Shetizon Achoso Imo. Right, the sister should have what to eat. Amri le Rabbanon le Rava. Let him go bed. Let him go. Let him make sure. That's the point.
Yeah.
The point is he has to make sure she has food.
The brother.
If it's not enough to go around, she gets. What's he going to do? Let him go to shul. Go ask for people. That's the underlying premise is that the girls don't go beg. The boys have to do that. Amalei Rabbanon le Rava. But you said mikarkai v'loma metaltali. But you said only from karka you have to do that, not from metaltalin, right? Bein lemazoni, whether it's from zonos, bein leksuva, bein leparnasa, whether it's for dowry, whatever it's for, only from karka. So amalahu, well ilu ratza shivcha. Listen to this, Gemara. Amalahu. So Rava said back. One second. Ilu ratza shivcha l'shamsho. If the boy would need a servant to help out in the house, Milo Yahavinale, wouldn't we give him one? Of course we would. Every Jewish home needs that. So that's considered an essential, it's vital. So Kalshkin Acha Digatarti. So for sure here, you kill two birds with one stone. Number one, she's a sister. Send some you know, random person from some foreign country that'll help you out. Number one, she's a sister. And number two, she'll help you out.
She becomes a shivcha.
She'll help you out in the house, and you feed her too. So it's all good. It's much better like this, right? Keep it in the family. Like that, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. What's in the brisa? Echad nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis. Whether the nechasim have achrayis, meaning land. Vechad nechasim sheein lehem achrayis, or whether it doesn't have achrayis. Motzin lemazon isha. Ulabanos divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says again, you feed the mother and the brothers,
daughters,
from any assets, even if it's not mechubal lekarka, even if it's right
metaltlin.
Rishon ben Elazar Omer, no nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis, nechassim that have achrayis, motzin lebanos min abanim. You support the daughters from the sons, also ulabanos min abanos. You will support younger girls from older girls. Also, ulevanim min abanim. You will support younger boys by imposing on the older boys. Older boys, older girls, in other words, which makes sense, the younger ones make sure they're taken care of. How are you going to do that? It's going to come at the expense of the older ones. Ulevanim min abanos. And not only that, young boys will be taken care of at the expense of old girls. Binachasim Merubin. That's if there's enough to go around. Avalo, I'm sorry. Yeah. Binachasim Merubin. Avalo, Levanim, Minhabanos, Binachasim Muatim. Right? But boys do not get supported at the young boys at the expense of old girls if there's nothing to go around. Okay? Yeah. Okay. In which case, the girls get supported and the boys have to go beg. Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis. What if it's just metaltalin? Just stuff in the house. Right? Or cash. So then, motzin lebanim min habanim. Again, the younger boys get supported at the expense of older boys. Ulubanos min abanos. Younger girls get supported at the expense of older girls. Ulavanim min abanos. Young boys get supported at the expense of older girls. Avalo lubanos min abanim. Avalo. I'm sorry, I said the other way around. No. Levonim min abanos. I'm sorry, the other way around. Levonim min abanos means older daughters have to support young boys. Right? Avalo lebanos min abanim. Right?
Not from daughters to sons.
Even though we hold that, because Rava said, only from karka, not from metaltalin, bein l'ksuva, bein l'mazoni, bein l'parnasa. Okay? Good? Good. Next, more ksuva stuff. Ready? Here we go. Yeah. Lo kasav la ksuva. Let's say you didn't write a ksuva. The answer is, you don't have to write one. Because it's implied. We're gonna impose one no matter what, whether you write it or not. For the standard amounts. Lo kasav la ksuva, besula gova masayim, a besula gets 200, almana gets 100, mibnei shahu tanai bestin. It's a tanai bestin. Okay?
How can she live with
that? What?
She can't live with.
Somebody asked that question later.
So, you have to write one.
You can't live with it if you don't have one.
What?
According to this, he doesn't. He never wrote.
Right. So, according to this, there might not be a din like that.
Why is he mechuyev to give anything?
What?
Why is he mechuyev to give anything?
Because when you get married on the condition of Dash Moshe Yisrael, and Moshe Yisrael made up a rule that you have to give the whole reason for a ksuva.
There's a coil here.
No, that's not a coil. It's automatic. It's automatic. It's an automatic rule. When you get married, you have to give a ksuva. The reason is because we don't want it to be easy to get divorced. So we want it to be hard to get divorced. The way to make it hard to get divorced is to hurt your pocketbook. That's the whole reason for a ksuva. And other reasons also. Obligations, back and forth, right? But this is what we're saying. You didn't write one? Doesn't matter. You're still going to have to pay. So don't think you're not going to get out of that. You're still going to have to pay. Okay? Now, kasav, la, sadeh, shava, mana, tachas, masayim, those. Right? The field's only worth 100. And you write down, I'm putting in the ksuva a field worth 200. It's only worth 100, right? Now we're gonna or v'lo kasav la kol nechasim de isli acharayin l'ksuva tzav. Or you leave out, either you put in the wrong amount, or you leave out the statement that any land that I sell, you're like a creditor. So you're protected. You leave that part out also. Chayev, doesn't make a difference. You're still chayev. That din will still apply. Shehu tanai bezin. It's a tanai bezin. That now will come to the call. Everybody knows that when a couple's married, there's a tanai. Everybody knows when a couple's married, she becomes a creditor. So if he's dealing with his husband, he has to know in the back of his mind, hey, you have any creditors? No, I didn't. You're the only person I dealt with in land. What about your wife? Nah, there's no ksuva with her. Doesn't matter.
Too bad.
This is a ksuva with her. Okay? Now, getting back to the issue of the Messiah Mzuz. So what happened? Yeah, you wrote in the ksuva was, I have this field, right? I have a field, and that field will cover your ksuva. It's worth 200. That's really only worth 100.
Too bad.
What? Too bad. Say too bad. Isn't there a deal that there's no onah by karka? So if I sell you a field, let's say I owe you $1,000, and he comes to new. Where's $1,000? Oh, take that field. That field's worth $1,000. Say yes, worth $1,000, and the field's only worth $500. Do I owe you now another $500? The answer is no. Right? What? Not agreeing with. You're allowed to rip people off when it comes to land. If I charge you $10,000 for this pencil, it's a fraudulent sale.
Provides that you agree to it.
What? No, even if you agree to it, okay, I'll pay that pencil.
That means the person
will
no.
So what? It's still halacha kol dona. Then you come back, you come home, you tell your wife, look what I bought for $10,000. She, what are you, nuts? That's worth $5, not even. So you go to Bezin, I have to give the money back. You agree to it.
Oh, right.
So ona. There's no ona when it comes to land. There's no ona. I can totally rip you off.
Correct.
Well, why? What's there? So the svara is because land doesn't really have a value. That's the svara, but here, it's different. Here it's different.
The svara is you should have checked it.
What?
No, you should have checked it.
No, say the same thing by pencil.
Yeah,
person may want to spend more on a certain piece of property. I have a property right next to my house. I want to add on a big field. I'll pay more for that.
I understand, but then you say back to the mogel.
Agreed.
So, but when it comes to a metal, there's no such din like that.
Agreed.
So why is there a din like that over here?
Whose land is different.
So how come over here it's not good?
But if you don't, it's not good. Then you have a responsibility.
So is that why? Yeah. You have responsibility?
You have a responsibility for 200. You can't just say, okay, here's a property for $50.
Right. So getting back to what
he knew already that he's going to screw her. Is that what you're saying?
What?
Exactly.
He knew already that he's going to screw her up. I mean, that's the impression I get.
The more talking about a case, which he's definitely intentionally trying to fool around on this.
What do you mean? According to this Mishnah, he's responsible anyway. I don't understand.
So if he
promised 200 zuz and he gave
no, he gave her a piece. He writes in the tzuv, I'm giving you that land. That land's only worth 100. But he tells her it's worth 200.
He's still
chayef to give 200.
Exactly.
Now, if I would pay back my loan to you with that land, and I only really paid back half, but I tricked you, that's a good trick. Right?
What would
Bezdin
allow that? I understand.
That's the din. This ain't no by karka. So that's, we all agree with that. So why is this different?
Yeah.
Why is this different?
The original stipulation was not kept.
So why not? It's the same trick. It's the same swindle. So why by karka we allow it, and over here we don't allow it. So who is this? Who am I reading from?
Are we afraid that she's not going to be able to live for
it? No, none of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
So one of the Achronim here says like this. Let's say I owe you $1,000, and I give you that land, and I tell you it's worth $1,000. It's really worth $500. Did I pay back my loan?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, but
now why? Because ain't no law by karka. I didn't make up this din. Ain't no law by karka.
Go ahead and look it.
Right. Exactly. So why is it different than metalplin? We know it's different.
But let's say he says, okay, I'm not going to. I want to get that land evaluated. Then
that's changing the case. Now I have a different case. Let's say I go over to you and say, you know what? I would love to borrow $1,000. I want to borrow $1,000. Do you have $1,000 to lend me? He said, I don't have $1,000 to lend you, but I could lend you that field. Take that field and sell it, and then you'll owe me $1,000. But that's only worth $500. So do I not owe you $1,000?
Yes.
Of course not. You hear the difference?
Of course.
You hear the difference?
Of course.
The second case, of course not. That's right. That's what this tzuv is. So therefore, if you give half,
the whole thing was
he still owe the other half.
That's
exactly the difference. You hear that? Love this.
The whole thing was that he gave him that field in lieu of $1,000.
Right, but I wanted about $1,000. $1,000 I don't have. I have a field, and the field's only worth $500.
But when
we start off like that, that's not a null. You don't know about karka. I came to you with a specific amount that I want to borrow.
Right.
You happen to swindle me. That's called swindling. You're not allowed to do that. There's an exception by Onah, by Karka, whatever it is, London. So this is like, Ksuv is like that, the second
case. The whole purpose.
So when you swindle her, it doesn't count.
The whole purpose of this deal was that I should be able to take out $1,000. I need to borrow $1,000.
Right.
So the guy says to him, hey, this field is worth $1,000.
But it's not worth $1,000. So how much do I owe you? I owe you whatever the field's worth.
Correct.
Which is $500.
But he would know that immediately when he tries to sell it. It's the whole thing's a mekachtos.
It's not a loan.
Sell it for the time.
It's a loan. It's not a buy. It's not a purchase. That's the difference. It's not a purchase. It's a loan. So you can pay back a swindle. You can pay back and say it's worth more than it really is. And that's good. But you can't borrow lechachila. So when a woman comes to get a ksuv, it's like she's borrowing a lechachila, and therefore you can't swindle her. Okay, I spent too much time on that. Okay? I thought it was very interesting. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Where am I up to? Oh, okay. Yeah. Up to the word lo, right? Next. Lo kosav lo, if he doesn't say in the ksuva, im tishtaboy, if you get captured, afrikinach, I will rescue you, I will ransom you, v'osivnach li leintu, and I'll return you back to me. If he doesn't write that, ubi koheneth, this is a koheneth, in which case she can't go back to him. right? She can't go back to him because even if she was mazana baratzah, doesn't get beonis. It doesn't matter. So what does he say then? Then he writes back, "Adrinach lemedinatach. I'll at least return you back to your house. I'll return you back to your father, to your country. I'll return you back. I still have a chiyuv to ransom you, even though we can't stay married anymore. Even if that's left out of the tshuva, it doesn't matter. Chayiv shu tanai besim. It's a tanai besim. Okay, good. Next, nishbeis taka. If she gets captured, chayiv liftosa. He has to redeem her. V'im amar. And if he says, listen to this, I don't want to redeem you, I'll send you a get. Hare gita v'ksuva sa. Here's your get. Here's your ksuva. Right? V'tifta satma. You negotiate your own release. Let me out of it. I gave you the ksuva. Whatever I'm supposed to give you, here it is. Right? It comes into the jail cell, her get, with the money. And go negotiate yourself. You got money now. Ain't a rishai. Not allowed to do that. Okay? Not allowed to do that.
Because his responsibility was as soon as she was captured.
Exactly. Lakasa, let's say she gets sick, chayev lirfuasa. He has to pay for her medical bills and can help her get better. Amar, but if he says, you know what, I don't want to deal with you. Hare gita uksuvasa, here's your get, here's your ksuva. Trapez atzma, go take care of your own health. That, Rishai, that he's allowed to do.
Why?
What? Yeah, why? It's a good question. Why?
Because he's a no-goodnik.
What?
Because he's a no-goodnik.
No, because it doesn't say that he has to, and because a ransom is a one-time thing.
Some say that. Some give Mr. Ford's answer. Because a ransom is a one-time thing, and this can go on forever.
The
sickness.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be, right? That's one. The Rambam says if you do that, it's not Derech Eretz.
That's right.
You shouldn't do such a thing. It's not nice to do that. Not only that, the Rambam says.
That doesn't mean
you're not allowed to do it. It's not a good thing. The Magen Mishnah says it's a Dover Pashit. You have a Ram Musar. Something wrong with you if you do that. Right? The Ravid says, listen to this, the Ravid says that the only time it's mutter is if she's not bedridden. If she's bedridden, she can't get out of bed, then you're not allowed to do it anyway. It's only, okay, so she has a sniffle. So you don't like sniffles. You know what? Here's the divorce. Here's your money. You go take care of yourself. That you can do. But if she's mom is really sick, you're not allowed to do it anyway.
Right.
Okay. Now, Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? So who are the choices?
It's Rav Meir.
The Amar who says like this, Kal hapoches lebesula mimasayim v'almana. If you deduct the right amount that you're supposed to give for a ksuva, right? If you deduct it, hare ze be'ilas znus. It's like znus. Now it's not really znus. It's not really, but it's like znus, right? By the way, so first of all, yeah, even though we said before that if you don't write a ksuv at all, the ksuv is implied. So you marry a woman and you try to get out, oh, I'm not going to give a ksuva. And you tell her, oh, my family, we don't give ksuvas. She says, okay, you still have to owe it, right? So do we say there it's a bilas nos? No, we didn't say that. We said you're married, happily married, and you should just know in the back of your mind that if you divorce her or if you die, she will get your estate. Right? She will get her ksuva. So why over here? Now what's over here? You wrote a ksuva. You just gave her less than she's supposed to entitle. So it's all of a sudden bilas nus? What kind of lashon is that? Right? So, right? You hear the question?
Yeah, I don't understand what happened.
What?
I don't understand that
you don't give it.
What'd you say? So the answer is because I think the Marsha says, not the Marsha, I think the Gemara is going to say it, because when there's no ksuva at all, and then a woman finds out, oh, don't worry about it, you're going to get your ksuva. So she has confidence she's going to get her ksuva. But when you swindle her and you put the wrong amount in there, now, okay, it says I'm going to get 100.
It's less.
So I'm supposed to get 200. I'm supposed to get 200. He wrote 100. I have to sue him now for the 100. Her confidence. Her confidence that she's ever going to get that is weakened. Which psychologically doesn't make sense to that. If there's nothing, there's no ksuv at all. So she's entitled to a ksuva. Okay, so I married you. You didn't give me a ksuva. You tried to pull a fast one. Not going to work. But here, the fast ones are of a different shade.
Yeah, right.
I gave you money, but not what I'm supposed to give you.
Yeah, right.
Now she's like, what kind of swindler is this? You know, these works. I wrote a tshuva, I did, a hundred tshuva. I just gave you the wrong number.
So why prostitution?
What?
Why does it feel like prostitution?
You hear?
Yeah.
So that's a, it's so, her confidence is so shattered that it's like bilas nos.
Right.
What do you think of that answer?
No.
No, you don't agree?
Yeah, no, I don't either.
No, you don't agree?
No.
That's the svara.
Yeah.
The svara is when there's no tshuva at all,
yeah.
All right, even write a tshuva, don't worry, you'll get it.
Right.
If there is a tshuva. But it's the wrong tshuva.
Yeah.
So it's much harder for her now, and it's a bigger lowlife for a guy to write a tshuva with the wrong number than not try one at all.
Exactly.
What?
That's right.
That's why it's bilas nos.
That's right.
Here, so you agree now?
The bilas nos is on her.
We said before, if there's no tshuva, it's implied. Did the Mishnah say bilas nos?
Yeah, but
no.
Is bilas nos on his part or her part?
On his part. It's not Be'ilas Nus. It's like Be'ilas Nus.
Yeah.
You should just know. It's like your mom is not married.
Right.
But when there's no ksuva at all, we didn't say that. What did we say? Okay, you owe it. We didn't say it's like Be'ilas Nus. We didn't say that at all. Here we said it. Why? This is a bigger swindler.
You cheated
her. Right. Right. So why don't you agree?
I thought you said it the first time.
What did I say?
You changed around the way you said it.
Okay, fine. So this is what he's saying over here. When you don't write one at all right, you didn't write one. When you write one and you write the wrong amount, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Right? It's even worse.
Don't write one.
Exactly. Better don't write one. So you write one with the wrong amount, that's mamash bilas nos. That's why, okay. Hareze bilas nos. So it doesn't mean bilas nos. That doesn't mean bilas nos. Lamaisa, you're married. It's ki'ilu. That's what it's like. That's what our Mishnah said, right?
Yeah.
Di Rabbi Yehuda said something else. What did he say? Ha'omer. Rata. Kasav lebesula shtar shal masayim. Let's say you want to write a tshuva of 200. Vehi koseves, and she writes down a document. His kabaltim imchamana. I got half already. Meaning, she's mochel. She'll write you a fake receipt. So afterwards, you divorce her, and she says, "No, where's my 200? What do you mean 200? You wrote me a receipt. I gave you 100 already. It's only 100. According to Yehuda, that's mutter." Right? Or, Almana is supposed to get 100. Viko Sevis, his Kabbalti Mukhal Chamishim, Zuz. And she writes back, I got 50. It's good. Right? Can our Mishnah be Rabbi Yehuda? Hard to say. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Hard to say that. Right? So, the Marsha asks another question. How could you say that the Mishnah's Remeir, the Mishnah said that it's a Tanai Bezdin? That if you don't write a tshuva, it's implied because it's a Tanai Bezdin. Remeir holds that a tshuva is a Doraisa. How could the Mishnah say Tanai Bezdin? How could the Remeir say it's a Tanai Bezdin? It's a Doraisa. So the answer is, the details are Tanai Bezdin. How much? All the conditions? Yeah, there's a concept is Doraisa, but the details, so it still made sense. Okay. Ne'eim Seifa. Look at the Seifa of the Mishnah, right? What does Seifa say? Right? Seifa said, Kasev l'sada shavamano tachas masayim zoz. If you try to swindle her and write the wrong amount, v'lo kasev la, you didn't write, kol nechasem disleh charayim l'tzuv asach, chayev. And you didn't write that, I'm going to, you know, you have a lien on all my property. He didn't write that. Chayef, the lien still exists. Why? Because it's a Tanai Bezdin. Shu Tanai Bezdin. Asan Rabbi Yehuda. That only makes sense if you say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Omar who said, Achrayas ta sofer hu. If you leave out Achrayas in a shtar, that is, sofer left it out. The guy who wrote up the document left it out. Of course it's implied. The Rav Meir, because if you want to tell me it's a mayor, Haber he says, Achrayas lav ta sofer hu. Achrayas is not always 100% across the board. So if you left it out, it's taka left out. Hey, you can sue the sofer for malpractice, but it's left out. Right? And in our Mishnah, we say it's not left out. Ditnan, matzah shtarchov. Let's say you find the shtarchov in the street. Right? Im yesh lebohen achrayas nechasim. If the document has achrayas, Lo yachzir. You don't return it. Why? Shebezdin nifrad mehen. Because we assume it's already been paid up. Nobody loses documents that say they're owed $1 million. Right. Nobody loses such a thing. So you walk down the street, look at this, it says they're moving to owe Shimon $1 million. Right? And Rashi says, look at Rashi on top. What's going on here? What's going on is as follows. Sheshibud love nechasav. The lender, the borrower, right, Lo is the borrower? Yeah. The borrower owes money, Lo Samalva, to the lender, Lo Yaksirenu. You don't return this document to the lender. Why not? Motso Lamalva. Vafilu halove modeshu chayavlo. What does the lova say? Yeah, I never paid that back. The malva is very clumsy. The malva lost this document in the street. We say that, you know, whenever dude does that, no one ever loses a star that says they're going to get $1 million. No one ever loses a lottery ticket. Right? The same thing. No one ever does that. Says the lover, look at this. I owe it. What's going on? Says the Gemara, we don't return it. Why don't we return it? Because it has achrayas. So what happened? The malva and the lover now are in cahoots. And they're going to mess up the other guy that bought land from the malva. And they're going to come to that other guy and say, you know, you bought land from Mr. Malva, but he owed money to Lova. So we're very sorry, we're taking the land away from you. Now, the Lova already paid it back. The Lova paid it back already. Came to the Malva, let's make this shtick. We'll say you lost the document, somebody will find it, they'll come to Bez did it, and then we'll take the land away from what's his name, we'll split it 50-50. So because of all that, we don't return it. Now what if it doesn't have Achrayas? Might as well return it. Because all you're doing now is messing up the lova. So if the lova is stupid enough to admit he still owes it, go right ahead. What if the document doesn't say anything about Achrayas? Silent? What if it's silent? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't return the document. Why don't you return the document? Because it's imposed. Because it's implied. It's there anyway. What happened? The sofer forgot to put it in. Right? Again, if there's a chayes in this document, lo yachzer, you don't return it. Why don't you return it? Shebezdin ifrad mehen, because Bezdin will make you pay. I don't have any money. All right, we'll go to what's his name. What are you doing? You're cheating. What's his name? Ein ben achrayes. If there's no achrayes nechasim, yachzer. Might as well return it. Shein bezdin ifrad mehen. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir said. Why did Rav Meir say that? Because it's not implied, it's not automatic. Achrayis. The Chachamim Omrim says Rashi. Who's the Chachamim? It must be Rabbi Yehuda, who always argues under Meir. Right? Chachamim Omrim. Echadzevi, echadzev lo yachzer. No, you never return a document. Why? Because the fact that Achrayis is not mentioned doesn't matter. It's still going to be Achrayis. Shebezin ifra mehen. Because Bezin is going to pay it back. So the Sefer that said that if there's no Achrayis, it's implied in the Mishnah. How could that be Rav Meir? So Reish Rav Meir is safe for Rabbi Yehuda? Now, you want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir is different by a tshuva as opposed to stama document? V'chi tema kula Rav Meir hi. You want to tell me the whole Mishnah is Rav Meir. V'shayni le Rav Meir ben tshuva l'shtari. And Rav Meir makes a distinction between a tshuva and a shtar. Yeah, by a shtar, what I just said. Yeah, there's all these fears about the shtick. I'm sorry. When does the mayor say that Achrayis is not automatic? That's done by a loan. You don't put it in? We don't say that the sofer forgot. You didn't put it in because you didn't put it in. But by the tshuva we'll say it's implied the sofer forgot. Want to say that still? That's the difference. Umi shaynila? Is that true? For Tanya, chamisha govin mina muchrorin. There are five people that collect not from Achrayis. Meaning only from mechurin, only from free stuff. Ve'elohein, who are they? I'm not sure how to read this. Five, peros and shevach peros is two. It's a complicated case. It's a case like this: a guy steals land. I steal land from you. I sell it to Mati. Mati works on the land. Then you come and say, Mati, by the way, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but that land was stolen from me. You have to pay back a whole story. How do you pay back? Do you pay back peros or shevach peros? But you don't have to pay for mechasim mishubadim. That's all I got. Okay, it's a complicated halacha like that. Those are the first two. Next one, v'hamakabel alav lazun as ben ishto ubas ishto. A guy supporting his stepchildren. So he has to sell land to support them? No. He supports them with whatever he's got. Number four, the get chov she'ein bo achrayith, any document. Get chov means any document. Any document that doesn't have achrayith in it. Why? Because it's not imposed. It's not automatic. And number five, ksuvas isha. A ksuva. Ksuvas isha she'ein bo achrayith. He didn't put it in. So according to, you see from here, that according to Reb Meir, it's not automatic. Even a ksuva is not automatic. Right? Now, Man Shmasa, the Omer Achrayis Lav Tov Sofer, who's the one who says that Achrayis is not a mistake? Where am I? Lav Tov Sofer, who? Rameyer. Vikatani Ksuvas Isha. So what do you see? That Rameyer does not make a distinction between Ksuva and any other document. So back to that question. How can our Mishnah have two different Tanas? So, Eboy Seymer Rameyer, Viboy Seymer Yehuda. No, it makes sense. Eboy Seymer Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what was the problem with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, the problem was the ratio. Because Rabbi Yehuda said you can agree to a lower amount. And our Mishnah says you can't agree to a lower amount. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam, over there, over where? When you can agree to a lower amount, Kasvalei is Kabalti. Yeah, because she wrote a document. She wrote a thing. Yeah, I'm Mochel. Hacha, lo Kasvalei is Kabalti. She didn't write anything. You're swindling her. It's a big difference. You're telling her. She says, hey, my neighbor told me that a ksuva has to have 200. Nah, your neighbor doesn't know what she's talking about. That's where our Mishnah said that doesn't count. What did Yehuda say? If you tell, listen, would you agree to a ksuva of only 100? She'll say, yes, I love you so much, I'll agree to that. So, why shouldn't that work? Why shouldn't that work? Not a problem with our Mishnah. Ebay saying Reb Meir, or you can even say our Mishnah is Reb Meir. My Chayev Diktani. What does it mean in the Mishnah? This is hard. Because the Mishnah said that My Chayev Diktani, what did it mean in our Mishnah when it said that if he doesn't write any Achrayis, it's still Achrayis? What did that mean? It meant Minam Mukhrarin, from free stuff. Free assets, but in a chanami, if he sold it, she wouldn't be entitled to it. So you know what? Our Mishnah could be either one of them. Okay? Next. Lo kasavla. This said in the Mishnah that if he didn't...
He didn't write it in her favor.
If he didn't write that I'm going to redeem you if you get captured, I'm going to ransom you, he still has to. Okay? And we're not going to talk about that issue. We're going to talk about a fascinating issue. Ready for this? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Shmuel's father makes the following statement. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. If a Jewish girl, even a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael, not a Bas Yisrael, Shenensa, she's captured, Asura Labayla. She can't go back to her husband. Why? We know that if a woman doesn't do it willingly, she can. Only a Kohenet can't. Yeah, she started out ba'ones. She started out being forced. But at the end of the story, she was willing. You hear such a thing? You hear that? So, Eser, Rabbi Avul, the Shmuel, what are you talking about? It says in the Mishnah, Im tishta boy afrikinach. If you get captured, I will redeem you. Va'osivnach lila into. And I will bring you where? Back to my house. If she's usher, how can I bring him back to the house? It should say, you go back to your father's house. No, I'll take you back home. Ishtik. He didn't have an answer to that question. I made a statement that a woman can never go back to her husband because it always ends up being willingly, ends up. What do you mean? The Mishnah said the exact opposite. So Ishtik, so Shmuel's father didn't have an answer. So Kari Rav, Avod Shmuel, Rav said about Shmuel's father, Sarim, Atru, Bemalim, Vakafi, Simo, Lepiem. It's some statement by not giving an answer. My Isle Lememar, what would he have said? He would have said the following. Yeah, Meshuv Yahad Kilu. When it comes to a captive, we're more makel. But really, it's a problem. But by captive, it's not a problem. So when would it be a problem? So according to Shmuel, father, by a captive, she can go back to her. So look at Tosas. Look at the little Tosas, Surah Labaila. Ein lahatzos me Esther. Don't ask me about Esther. To have you sharia l'mordechai. The tzadekes gemurah haisam. But she was an exception. She was a tzadekes gemurah. Don't ask me about Esther. How could Esther go back? Right? Why don't we bring a raya from Esther? No, Esther was special. But even any girl, by a captive or megal. What if it's not a captive? What if it's time to rape a woman's home and one day and the milkman comes in and rapes her? Then Shmuel's father would say she can't go back to her husband. She was forced? No, it ended up being beratzen. That's what Shmuel's father says. You hear that? Now, Lavu de Shmuel, ones de Shari Rachmana, Hechi Mishkahazla. How do you ever have an ones? How do you ever have a genuine rape? That's always beratzen. The answer is, Kigon, the Ka'amri Edim, Shetavcha Metchila Vetov. She was skimming from beginning to end. The Edim heard that. That's the only case. Upligi, the Rava, and Rava argues on this. Dama Rava, Kol Shetchila, Va'ones V'sofa Baraton, Afilu Bihi Omeris Hinicha Lutlo, even if she said, I agreed to it, Shel Mole, Nezakegla, He, Socharaso, Muteres. Even if she says, yeah, I'll stay with him, she's all these crazy things, none of that matters, and she's still considered an ones. My time of why? Yetzer albasha. And the Yetzahara, you can't judge a person when they're in the capture, and when they're raped, all these crazy things go on in their heads, you don't know what's going on. Yetzer albasha, don't worry about it. Tanakh Vasa de Rava, we have a bride that supports Rava. What does it say? It says, Vihi, a woman, lo nitfasa, if she was not forced, then asura. And she's also to her husband. Right? She had an affair, she wasn't forced. Ha, nitfasa. What if she was forced? Mutaris, she wasn't to her husband. There's another woman. Even if she wasn't forced, mutaris, she's still mutter to her husband. Who's that? Any woman who starts off bonus and ends up baratzen, it's not really baratzen. That's what we're saying. It's not really baratzen. Tiny Idaf, it says, Vihilo Nitfasa, and she wasn't forced, meaning she was willing. Asur, she's Asur. Had Nitfasa, what if she was forced? Then Muteris, she's Mutter. Vihishin Chacharis, there's another kind of woman. Afal Pisha Nitfasa, even if she was forced, Shasura, she's Asur. Who's that? Veizeh, who's that? Eshet's Kohen. Oh, Kohen's wife. Amr Vuda Mashmuel, Vishomer Vishmuel, Vihilo Nitfasa, Asura. If she wasn't forced, she's Asur to go back to her husband. The Had Nitfasa, what if she was forced? Muteris, she's mutter to go back to her husband. Veishalach Alcheres, there's another one. Afal Pishalom Mitfasa, even if she wasn't forced, Muteris. Who's that? That Kedushay Tos. The whole thing was a mistake, right? Afal P, Shafilu Banam Murkav Al Ksefa, even if she has kids riding on her lap, Nima Enes, she can do Mian, Voleches, La, and go back to whoever she wants, and there is no issue of Arias. Amr of Yehuda, Hani Nashi, Diganavu Ganavi, Shiri Liguvrayu. Women that are captured, that are kidnapped, can go back to their husbands. Amri le Rabbanu Rav Yehuda, v'kam mematin le luhunama. Yeah, but they serve bread to their captors. What, it's such an ones over there? We see they're serving around, they're walking around. Yeah, they don't want to get killed. Yeah, but they go with them to the battlefield, and they clean up after them, they get the arrows. Again, machmas yira. Now, vaday shafkinu vaazlin nafshayu asirin. If they leave them alone and they go on a trip for 6 months and these women don't leave the house, taka they're asir. Tana rabbanon shivuyi malchus. What's shivuyi malchus? If you're captured by the king, harehen kishivuyin, then you're considered a captive. But ganuve listins einon kishivuyin. But if you're captured by robbers, you're not considered a captive. What does that mean? We'll explain in a minute. I have a tiny epic, we'll learn the exact opposite. So Malchus and Malchus lo kasha. Tanakasha. Ha, what are you mutter? The Malchus Achashverosh. When a guy like Achashverosh who rules the whole world, so what are the odds he's going to marry you? I'm going to marry you. So therefore, you mutter to go back to your husband because nothing happened. Right? Ha, the Malchus Ben Netzer. Yeah, a local thug like Ben Netzer. A local thug like Benetzer, yeah, then he might be interested in you. You'll be Baratzon, then you might have a problem. Right? Yeah. List is a lokasha. The kasha is not a list of either. Ha, us, ha, the Benetzer. When it comes to a guy like Benetzer, you're usser. Ha, list him to Alma, then you'd be mutter. Why? Well, we don't suspect that anything's going to happen. Uben Netzer, Hasim Karile Melech, Vachal Karile Listim. 1 second, is he a Melech or is he a Listim, this Ben Netzer? So the answer is, yeah, in. Gabi Achashverosh Listim. Compared to Achashverosh, leader of the whole world, he's considered a thug. But Gabi Listim to Alma, but to the lower thugs, Melechu, he's already considered a big shot. Alright? Alright, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.